Good morning. I'm Pastor Nathan Yoder, and today is Friday of the third week in Advent, December 22nd, 2023. Our lesson today is from Revelation 5, verses 8 through 12, and Matthew 25, verses 14, 19, and 22. A reading from Revelation. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." The word of the Lord. A reading from Matthew, the 25th chapter. "For it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he also, who had the 2 talents, came forward saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here, I have made 2 talents more.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Nearing the end of Advent, we expect choirs of angels singing in exultation, though usually bending near the earth over Bethlehem rather than gathered around the heavenly throne. But here they are. Myriads of myriads and thousands of voices echoing the apostolic strains, praising the Lamb whose blood ransomed or purchased people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. In keeping with the parable of the talents, this is the great investment that God sent forth his Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, Galatians 4, 4 through 5, by his holy and precious blood, his innocent sufferings, and death. From Luther's Small Catechism. In baptism, the Holy Spirit has placed all the fullness of Christ himself into the mangers of our hearts. And whenever we receive him in word and sacrament, the Holy Child of Bethlehem, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, is born in us today. Christ invests himself with his word, and it does not return empty. It builds faith and provokes further investment, the joy of his victory and the wonder of his love to accrue interest through our engagement with others. We're not predisposed to this holy financing. As sinners, we'd rather cover this treasure up with other things that in the end are worth about as much as the dirt the third servant in the parable used to bury his master's money. But Christ himself is with us, calling us to repent and forgiving and sending us out in joy. The same joy the shepherds knew when the multitude of the heavenly host filled the night with praise for God's great investment, born in a stable, the risen Lord who will return to settle accounts and make all things right. Glory to God in the highest. Let us pray. Come, Lord Jesus, turn us from fearful laziness to holy industry and confidence in your mission. You've invested everything in us. Make us faithful in investing your gospel and its fruit of mercy and kindness. in the lives of others. As we prepare now for the joy of your birth, so prepare us in your righteousness for your return, when with the redeemed of every nation and ringed by hosts of angels, we celebrate the joy that will have no end. Amen.